Tomorrow, 78, and scattered thundershowers Thursday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 70 degrees in Dundalk, 67 in Owings Mills, and 67 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday to all of you. We spent the entire hour talking about Justin Tucker, but for good reason. I love the fact that so many of you are weighing in. I'll get to the rest of these text messages here before we move on to our next topic, which will be Governor Westmore, by the way, in case you were wondering. Yes, Governor Westmore's travel. It's costing we the people, maybe, possibly. I don't know. We'll talk about it. Also, you're not going to believe this, but I disagree with the Trump administration again. Again. It's happened again. I'm going to have you guys weigh in on self-deportations as well coming up shortly. And then at 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by John Myrick. He is the GOP candidate running for governor here in the state of Maryland. And as I mentioned last week, he did choose a running mate. So we'll get John on the line and ask him more about his running mate. I also want to ask him if he's interested in seeking Trump's endorsement. Because you know what? I don't know about John Myrick. I don't know if he's all in with President Trump. I don't know if he would consider himself America first. And I want to get some of those questions answered. So again, that comes up at 11 a.m. Real quick here, like I mentioned, I wanted to just make sure I read your text messages because you guys, you take the time to text in. Ken says, hey, Kim, I know Justin Tucker is a devout Catholic and must have conservative views on a lot of things. Also, considering the Baltimore Banner is a liberal left to center publication, I think this is another woke allegation and someone or something wishes to destroy his career. Thank you, Kim. God bless. Again, that comes in from Ken. I've got a text here from, our firefighter, John. He says, good morning. I think Justin Tucker was a combination of things, the negative image as well as the salary cap issue. And if you look at the last season, he struggled. The amount of points that he missed was equal to the amount of points that the Ravens lost by for the season when you look at each game. I know you win and lose as a team, but maybe there's just they just decided to cut their losses. Again, that's from firefighter John. Again, as always, thank you for your service. Marty also says this gives a reason to get rid of a huge cap hit. Keeping him isn't worth the money. He is coming off his worst season ever. Let's see. I've got Robert says, hi, Kim. Something is fishy about this whole thing. I wanted to point out that the NFL has gone woke and they can virtue signal over releasing Tucker, the best kicker ever, who is obviously Caucasian, not for sexually assaulting anyone, but for allegedly trying to get a happy ending with an unknown questionable massage therapist. This would be a big feather in their cap in the name of equity, considering what happened to Ray Rice. Meanwhile, they drafted African-American player who already has two sexual assault charges against him before becoming a pro. A lot of you are making very good points here. Patricia says everything is politics and politics ruins everything. The school is all about money and everything is not what you know. It's who you know. The one with the most money wins, but not after the earth. The ones who live forever have Jesus. I understand what you're saying there. And Tiffany from the county says, Kim, your caller referenced Deshaun Watson. That's a bad comparison. Watson was a Texan at first. Cleveland then picked up Watson. That's when he got the big contract. Tucker will get picked up by another team. This will be the Ravens' loss. I don't know if he did it or not, but it was a long time ago. And at the very least, there was a change in behavior. Tiffany in the county, I do agree with you on a lot of those points there. Real quick, in case you missed, because, you know, not everybody was well aware, in case you missed what the allegations are and how this all came to be, in January 2025, the Baltimore Banner published its firsthand testimony from six massage therapists accusing Tucker of inappropriate sexual behavior between 2012 and 2016. Now, here it says firsthand testimony. We're going off of their word, right? I mean, the Baltimore Banner is basically saying, trust me, bro. Right. That's the source on this. They're telling us it's firsthand testimony, but we don't actually know that to be true. Goes on to say, alleging that he had intentionally exposed his genitals, brushed his, you know what, on some of the therapist, and left semen on the massage table after three of his treatments. Now, in interviews, several therapists said that Tucker's behavior led to them ending the session early, or they refused to work with him again. Now, two spas say they banned him from returning because of it. The attorney representing Justin Tucker denied the accusations detailed in the Baltimore Banner's report, calling them all speculative and impossible to prove, as well as denying that Tucker was banned from the two spas and that he was ever, and that he has ever left semen on a spa table. His attorney also directed the Baltimore Banner to more than a dozen massage therapists that work with Justin Tucker. The Banner reached out to the 11 and received responses from four, all of which describe positive experiences with Justin Tucker. They also provided email showing that one of the spas he was reportedly banned from was actively inviting him back for additional appointments. Now, another 10 massage therapists came forward with accusations against Tucker after the Banner published their first story, including one alleged that Tucker had stroked her inner thigh during a massage and left semen on the table. Now, of course, we know that Justin Tucker denies that any of this has occurred. And back to what his lawyer said about impossible to prove or disprove, that is correct at this point. Unless the Ravens are sitting on some kind of video that they could end up, you know, putting out later, but I doubt it. I don't think they want to be involved in any of this drama. But unless they have video of it, you know, it is impossible. It's his word against their word, right? Well, you know, of course, we'll continue to watch and see what happens with all of this, because I do want to know what the investigation finds. But as of right now, Justin Tucker has, in fact, been released from the Ravens. And that's just a fact of the matter. And if these allegations come out to be unfounded, how heartbreaking would that be? And I think that it would also be, you know, another lesson into, you know, this whole believe all women before, you know, the investigation was completed and thorough. So we'll see. We'll continue to follow this. We are going to move on to some other stories here for the day. If you didn't hear about this, the Fells Point businesses are celebrating because after a petition, media attention, and social media, the no parking signs were removed. Now, we talked about this last week. There were no parking signs that were put up in Fells Point that said that people could not park on the street in front of these businesses from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. Now, of course, many businesses in the area, especially the restaurants and the bars, they were like, well, what are you talking about? That's when we make all of our money. Why would we not allow people to park from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m.? A lot of people made some great points saying, look, if I go to dinner at, say, 8 p.m., and then I want to stroll about in Fells Point, maybe I go and get ice cream. Maybe I just want to sit by the water and do anything. You know, they're on a time crunch because then they have to move their car by 10 p.m. The whole thing was absolutely stupid. And I will say, even right now, they still don't know exactly who made the decision but to put the signs up originally. And we don't know whether or not this is temporary or permanent. We don't know if those signs will one day go back up because no one seems to be speaking from City Hall on this. Now, the mayor's office, I think they did make some kind of statement saying basically, hey, you know, we're going to make sure we do what we can for the business and the community. We talked to community members and it looks like they don't want any of this. But it doesn't really tell us, again, who decided to go with this. Right? Who decided to put those signs up? Who decided that it was in the name of public safety? We don't have those answers. From my understanding, you've got investigative reporters in the city that are going to be digging around to find more out about this. But I was also thinking, you know, just imagine, if you will, if you had people like Doc Cheatham and others, or Will Hanna and Park Heights, if they had the community members come forward and stand side by side with them. Right. If they had the petitions, if they had the media attention, if they had the outrage on social media, you know, would they finally get a food market in West Baltimore if, you know, you had the entire community come forward? This is a difference, too, because I know we talk sometimes about the two different Baltimores that we see. There's a tale of two Baltimores. You've got one side that needs all the help in the world. But unfortunately, the people that live there don't really step up. And, you know, you've got some of those advocates, like I mentioned, Doc Cheatham and others, that are constantly stepping up. But you see in Fell's Point, they get to the point because they have all of these business owners and the residents that come together and really push back against the decisions that the city is making. You know, I just point this out because I do hope that one day Sandtown Winchester, Matthew Henson, Harlem Park, I hope that all of these areas, right, Penn North, I would love to see you guys band together, get the petition going, you know, maybe have a peaceful protest, maybe do, you know, express your outrage. Like, look, you can do this with numbers. We've talked about before how I don't understand how some of the parents don't go down to 200 North Avenue and start yelling at the school board or the administrators about the fact that their kids are not getting a good education. Just think if the parents all band together and said, you know, we demand that our schools perform better, or we're going to vote for somebody that champions school choice. And that's kind of what I wanted to bring up with this as well. It's like, look, guys, you can get things done if you stood up and you stood by side by side and you came together and you organized. And Fell's Point has proved this not just this time, but even when they threatened to put their property taxes in escrow, if you recall, a few years ago, because the public safety measures, in their view, was not being met. And then what happened? Then they got more police out there. So just a little, you know, food for thought for those living in some of those areas where you would like to see the neighborhoods do a bit better. You know, standing up and really fighting back, you know, it does work when you get together. Now, of course, these are businesses, so a lot of those in City Hall are looking at this as, you know, the tax base, which they should. But if you had enough people rise up in that Penn North corridor and some of those areas, those neighborhoods surrounding it, you would get enough attention. You would. You would. All right, good. Moving forward, Governor Wes Moore. He's not under fire as of yet, but there are some people questioning whether or not some of his travel has been on we the people, we the taxpayers. Now, McKinsey Frost, she did do a report on this, and we get back, we're going to play the audio from this. But before we get into it, here's what I want you to take away from it, okay? This is where you're going to really find out if Governor Wes Moore is running for the Oval Office in 2028. And I mentioned this during the morning drive, all right? When you go on The View, when you go on The Breakfast Club, when you go on some of these really big shows, a lot of times, most of the time, you've got to call them and you use a PR firm or your PR agent and they're able to get you booked, whether it's, you know, because you're selling a book or you're doing all these other things. And sometimes you have to actually pay to get on. Right? You have to actually pay for that appearance. So with Governor Wes Moore, I thought it was very interesting that The View, they were so eager to have Moore on. Now, this was after George Clooney gave his endorsement to Governor Moore for the presidency in 2028. And I thought there could be a possibility that The View called the governor's office and asked him if he wanted to come on the show because of George Clooney's kind words. But then when I thought about it, and I put together with it the Breakfast Club, which is Charlamagne the God and all those people, they have their pretty, it's pretty popular radio show podcast. And it's in New York, of course, and that's where he was for The View. And so it made sense that he would do more than one stop while he was there. But in my view, if he had to pay for any of this, not just the spot, but for the travel, then you know that this is part of the exploration for 2028. That's how you know. Because even with The View, if they would have you come into New York and do their show, they would pay for your travel, whether they flew you up there real quick, whether they put you on a train, whether they, you know, they definitely pay for your hotel stay. Not just The View, because they're with ABC, they would pay it. CNN, they all pay. They all pay, right? When I made my debut on CNN's Abby Phillips show, do you think that I paid for my travel and stay? Absolutely not. I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it. Train, you know, train tickets nowadays are ridiculous. They're as bad as flights. And, but that's, you know, it's normal for them to pay for travel. You just give them your information and they set it all up. So we're going to get into this because I think McKinsey Frost is onto something. If you could expose whether or not he paid for his travel to New York, you will then expose whether or not he's absolutely running in 2028. So when we get back, we'll discuss just that. Imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, or conversations with an old friend? Losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and I hope that it does not, no matter what your age, I want you to call Audiology Associates. Their number is 410-944-3100. And just so you know, that Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates is the trusted name of Maryland, and they have been for over 44 years. They make things very convenient for you because they have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. All you have to do is call 410-944-3100, or you can go online, if that's easier, at www.aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Hi, I'm Peter Sagal, and I am the second funniest person in my family, next to my late uncle, Ted Skolnick, a delightful man a dozen times sharper and wittier than I've ever been. But not a lot of people ever got to know that about him, maybe because he spent most of his life hiding his ostomy bag due to his severe Crohn's disease. He kept that a secret, but when he died last year, he left a large bequest to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, supporting the search for better treatments and support for people like him. Don't feel you need to hide your Crohn's or colitis. Go to spillyourguts.org to learn more.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Coal and oil and water, they were all placed here by God. And there has to be some sort of serendipitous reason that we were able to discover these elements that were in the earth. They are natural, but it's there for us to use. And there's nothing wrong with it. And if you think that wind and solar are going to cut it, you're going to be sitting in darkness, and they just learned the hard way in España.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, let's get right into this. This is a surefire way to know if Governor Wes Moore is running for the Oval Office in 2028. Yes, that's right. You've got McKinsey Frost on the case. You know, it reminds me of, like, Chase is on the case in Paw Patrol, because she doesn't let up. She's going to get the answers. Well, anyway, she's on the case now because she wants to see whether or not the travel for Governor Wes Moore's, you know, interview with The View, The Breakfast Club, and all these things that he's been doing, speaking as keynote speaker at some of the, the graduation ceremonies. They're trying to figure out whether or not that's been booked on We the People. Take a listen.
Governor Wes Moore is in New York City again to accept an award, and this comes as he's been traveling around the world while telling people he's not running for president.
Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost joins us live from the newsroom. Mackenzie, what are you learning about the cost of some of these trips?
Well, the trips are likely costing Marylanders and taxpayers in some capacity, according to several experts that we've been talking to. From Asia to up and down the East Coast, we've seen the governor take these trips and capture headlines along the way. And while he is saying he's not eyeing a presidential run, his actions indicate perhaps something else. While Annapolis is home for Governor Wes Moore right now, it may be serving more as a home base amid his traveling around. From Japan and South Korea in April, touting Maryland as a place to do business, to the national talk show circuits. Recently, the governor meeting with Al Sharpton, then talking to the ladies of The View on ABC. And when asked about his future plans...
Are you gonna run?
I am not running.
You're not?
Wes Moore says he's focused on re-election next year. Sunday, he delivered the commencement speech at Lincoln University at HBCU in Pennsylvania.
Before I got a chance to address the graduating class.
Monday, he's back up in New York for an award, and now we know he's headlining the key Democratic dinner in South Carolina at the end of the month. While he says 2028 is not happening, the route he's charting now suggests the White House could be the desired destination.
I'll put it to you this way. Whenever someone says they're not looking to run for president, that's the easy answer.
But who's paying for these trips?
And the price tag is piling up because he's traveling a lot. And this is going to be paid for by Maryland taxpayers.
Taxpayer watchdog David Williams notes the state is digging out of a $3 billion budget deficit and says Governor Westmore's travels are not a wise expenditure.
All right. Yes, we are. We are in the hole here in Maryland. And so as we're grasping at straws, it seems, when it comes to all these taxes and fees, and we haven't even seen the bulk of them come forward. I mean, a lot of this is going to happen this summer. Particularly around June 1st or July 1st. And then we talked about the fact that they're most likely going to be in a special session this fall. And that's because they decided to balance the budget by, you know, hoping and praying that taxing the IT services and data services will help the budget out somehow, some way. But we did find out from those tech companies that they're just leaving town. They're getting out of the state altogether, which is not hard for any tech company to do. So why they would rely on that tax is just, you know, it's beyond me. It's perplexing because it's stupid. Well, beyond that, Governor Westmore, as I said, we'll continue to watch this because obviously you have some journalists all over it. But if he paid to go to the Breakfast Club or he paid his travel to go on The View, that would mean, in my view, I would be 90% sure that he's absolutely running in 2028 for the Oval Office. Now, could his travel be picked up by a PAC or, you know, a campaign account like exploratory committee? I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that works while you're currently the governor. That's something that I would have to ask some of my accountants about it. But I would believe that if that travel appears, then yes, for sure, he booked those interviews himself. And that is for sure to continue to raise his national profile. Again, we'll keep our eyes on that. Coming up next, I know, it's crazy. I disagree with President Trump and the administration again. It's not a huge disagreement. We'll get over it. I'll get over it. He probably doesn't care. And then also Pete Hegseth, he says there are too many chiefs and not enough Indians. And I agree with him on that. He's got a video that he put out on social media explaining what he plans to do at the DOD.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Friedrich Merz has succeeded in his bid to become the next German chancellor during a second vote in parliament, came hours after he suffered an historic defeat in the first round of voting. Trade expected to be high on the agenda today when President Trump meets with the new Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney at the White House. Also, Mr. Trump not giving up on the idea of Canada as America's 51st state. Saying the military needs less generals and more GIs, Defense Secretary Hegseth ordering the active duty military to cut 20% of its four-star generals. He wants similar cuts at the National Guard. President Trump says the administration is willing to work with immigrants who voluntarily leave the U.S. He says those who self-deport might have a chance to return legally eventually. On Wall Street, the Dow sharply lower. This is SRN News.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
As inevitable as the news was, it still came somewhat as a shock. The email from the Ravens at 4:55 p.m. yesterday, a statement from Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta that after 13 seasons, the Ravens were releasing Justin Tucker. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh gave us an inkling of what was to come at his press conference on Sunday when asked about Tucker's future.
Every decision we make has to be based on football. There's a lot of layers to that. You know, you've got a rookie kicker in here. You took him in the sixth round, early in the sixth round. He's a talented guy. Just from a football standpoint, salary cap, you know, all the different things that you just take into consideration.
Tucker, the most accurate kicker in NFL history, but allegations of inappropriate behavior during massage therapy sessions came to light in January of this year, allegations of acts committed years ago. Tucker's release paves the way for Tyler Loop to become the Ravens' next kicker, but Jeff Zrebeck of The Athletic reporting this morning that the Ravens will sign Wyoming kicker John Hoyland to compete. Hoyland kicked at the Ravens' rookie minicamp over the weekend. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Orioles move on to Minnesota. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction. They've been in business for over 90 years and are family-owned. No subcontractors, just quality, trusted workmanship on every job, residential or commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Our weather pattern is stuck. That area of low pressure over the Great Lakes hanging around, keeping us with some clouds and some rain the next couple of days. Not a washout of a day, though, today. A few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder. 78 the high. Tomorrow, only a slight chance of a shower, 78, but scattered showers, some thunder in the afternoon, Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com, and we sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Our blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, we'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Let me get this straight. If you ask the superintendent about her budget, you get reprimanded, right?
Yeah.
Maggie Domanowski? Or if you ask why they don't have a flag, you can get punished, charged with trespassing and suspended. But the superintendent can breach her contract about where she resides, and that goes unchallenged? That's a great point.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9, with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Happy Tuesday.
You like the way that sounds?
I have been still checking in on our Question of the Day poll on WCBO.com. Don't forget to partake in the poll. This is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Again, it's surrounding the Justin Tucker controversy, and it's a very simple question. Do you think Justin Tucker was released prematurely pending the investigation? Still, as of right now, 75% of you say yes, 25% of you say no, he was not released too soon. And I'll continue to check it throughout the day. I know that some people are still weighing in through the text line. Monty wants to know why the NFL investigation is taking so long. You know, that's a good question, Monty. I would assume because there's so many women that have come forward, I mean, they're going to have to do a deep dive into each allegation, also talk to the spas. I would be shocked if there wasn't any kind of video evidence, considering that there are so many, and these luxurious spas in Baltimore would have cameras even in the rooms with the massage therapist. So I'm sure this is, it's a heavy lift to do all of this. And that's the only thing I could think. But that is a good question, Monty. I did want to tell you, before we get into my disagreement with the Trump administration, I don't know how we keep disagreeing. I don't know how this keeps happening. I wanted to just tell you a little bit about what Pete Hegseth is planning to do here. He's going for the jugular. He believes they should be cutting more generals and hiring more GIs. Basically, he's saying there's too many chiefs, not enough Indians in the DOD. Take a listen.
We're back with more DOD reforms. This one is General and Flag Officer Reductions. That's the official title. My title is less generals, more GIs. It's a historic one, and it's in keeping with President Trump's commitment to achieving peace through strength. We're going to shift resources from bloated headquarters elements to our warfighters. Let's take a bit of a trip down memory lane. In history, when we were fighting across the globe during World War II, we had a force that was 12 million strong. For that 12 million man element, we had 17 four- and five-star generals. Today, we have 2.1 million service members with 44 four-star and flag officers. So it used to be a ratio of one general to 6,000 troops. Today, it's one general to 1,400. More generals and admirals does not equal more success. Now, this is not a slash-and-burn exercise meant to punish high-ranking officers. Nothing could be further from the truth. This has been a deliberative process, working with the Joint Chiefs of Staff with one goal: maximizing strategic readiness and operational effectiveness by making prudent reductions in the general and flag officer ranks. So there's two phases here. Phase one, we're looking at our current service structure. And in phase two, it's a strategic review of the unified command plan. Now, this is going to be, we think, the most comprehensive review since the Goldwater-Nichols Defense Reorganization Act of 1986. That was a generational change in combat command structures, planning, training, geographic areas of responsibility, mission, and operational responsibilities. So as I said, it's going to happen in two phases. The result of phase one is a minimum of 20% reduction of four-star and flag officers for active duty elements, and a minimum of 20% reduction of general and flag officers in the National Guard Bureau. Phase two will produce a minimum of an additional 10% reduction of overall general and flag officers throughout the DOD in conjunction with a realignment of the unified command plan. It's going to be done carefully, but it's going to be done expeditiously. We confront a complex and evolving threat environment. We cannot afford to wait. We got to be lean and mean. And in this case, it means general officer reductions.
All right. That was Pete Hegseth. He's currently the secretary over there at DOD. And I don't have any disagreements there. I'm pretty sure, and of course, there's already people weighing in on social media saying that they are moving way too quickly. You got those on the left that are saying that they're cutting people before they really get their feet wet in all of this, and they should not be cutting those that are in these leadership roles. I don't know. I trust that he's talking to the experts. I trust that he's talking to the generals, and I trust they're making the right decisions here. And again, this is what many of us voted for. Many of us voted to see this type of reform. I will say, a little side note, the camera, the two-shot angle, the Hollywood quality picture, the videos that Pete Hegseth, you know, is putting out, and there are a lot of people commenting within the administration on this, saying that they believe that he is way too vain for this position. But they said that he's got makeup artists that come in for these little videos that he posts on X. So when I saw this video yesterday, and I saw that his makeup was done very well, not a blemish in sight. And he did. He had a two-shot camera angle for this video, which is a pretty decent setup, okay? You know, when you're thinking of, like, the regular, you know, setup at any agency, usually the backdrop is, like, an American flag or something. And it's just them standing there. The lighting's like a ring light camera. You know, nothing spectacular. But I will say, whatever Pete's got set up there, it is spectacular. Maybe that's just because of his Fox News roots, right? He's probably like, oh, no, I'm going to look good when I drop these videos. But to all those that give Secretary Kristi Noem a lot of crap for the way she looks on the job, yeah, look, Pete Hegseth has her beat, okay? He's got her beat with the way that he's doing all this this Hollywood quality video type stuff. But again, that's not even that important. I just thought that was interesting because I've never seen that before. But, you know, when it comes to cutting these generals, I agree with him. Do what you have to do, Pete. Do what you have to do. And maybe this will actually take some of the heat off of that whole Signal chat debacle, right? I mean, if he's making some really good sound decisions here, maybe people will say, all right, he is there doing the job. He is there. All right, here's where I disagree with President Trump. And it's not a big disagreement. It really isn't. I do wonder how you feel about it. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. It has to do with the self-deportations. I want you to hear what they had to say about it on Fox News, and then I'm going to give you my perspective. Take a listen.
Fox News can report exclusively that DHS will announce today that they're going to start paying for the commercial flights of illegal aliens who self-deport from the U.S., and on top of that, they're going to pay them an additional $1,000 stipend once they're confirmed to have left the country. Now, DHS says doing this is going to be significantly cheaper for the American taxpayer. They tell us that right now it costs, on average, about $17,000 to arrest, detain, and deport someone. They say paying for self-deportations and the stipend will only cost about $4,500 per person. That's about 70% cheaper. Aliens are going to have to register to self-deport on the new CBP Home app to access that DHS financial assistance, as well as announce their intent to leave the country. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem tells Fox in part, quote, "If you are here illegally, self-deportation is the best, safest, and most cost-effective way to leave the United States to avoid arrest." In the meantime, here in the sanctuary city of Los Angeles, ICE confirms to Fox News that three suspects arrested in connection with the home invasion murder of a man in the Woodland Hills neighborhood last Sunday are all in the U.S. illegally.
All right. And that was Fox News. I always mess up his last name. That's why I hate saying it. Bill, is it? What is it? Malusion? Is that how he says it? It looks like McGullen sometimes. Well, anyways, that's Bill on Fox News talking about this self-deportation. Now, you're probably thinking, Kim, why would you disagree with that? Because we'll save money this way. I know. It will save us money, right? But here's my grievance with it. Again, this is for, you know, the price of deportation. He's saying normally it's $17,000 under the system that we currently have. So, if they do it this way with self-deportations, they're saying that we're going to save about $4,500 per illegal immigrant, right, with self-deportations. I don't want to pay it all. Am I the only one? I don't want to pay it all, right? I mean, look, we talked about how President Trump is going to be fierce and he's going to put his foot down. And Secretary Kristi Noem, she came out of the gate like with the same kind of energy. And now all of a sudden they're saying that we should be paying for these self-deportations. I don't want to. I don't want to pay. I want to round them up and I want to send them home. And I can't be the only one on this. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And beyond that, you know what it makes me think too? It makes me think that it could have possibly been Christie's idea. Because this is something like a mom would do, right? It's something that, you know, a mom would do to try to get their kid to, you know, finally launch out of the nest, right? It's like, oh, we could just help little Mikey with this. Yeah, well, okay, Mikey, this is what we're going to give you. You'll get on your feet, and then we expect you to work full time, okay? We're not going to give you any more than this. So you got to be able to pay your rent by August, you know? Like, that's how I feel about this. Like, I'm not your mother. I don't want to pay for you to self-deport. You came over here illegally. You're not supposed to be here. Get your butt back where it's supposed to be. Okay? Not only that, here's another piece of this. When they self-deport and we give them the stipend, right? We give them the money to go. How on earth do we know that they're not going to just come back? We don't know that. Right? A lot of these individuals, what did they do to be here legally? They overstayed their visas. So some of these people will self-deport. We give them a check. They self-deport. And then they go back over there, and then they get a job where they get a work visa back over here, and then they're here for another 6 months to a year, and then they decide to just overstay their visa, right? I mean, how do we know we're not just paying for them to take a little holiday back in, you know, their home base, and they'll come right back? We don't know. See, this is my problem. There aren't any safeguards in place that will make sure that that doesn't happen. So we're going to give them money to go back home to visit their family for the 4th of July. And then they could come back on a work visa and then just overstay their visa. And if they're still doing this whole self-deport program, how do we know that they wouldn't do it again? This is stupid in my view. There's too many loopholes. And I don't want to pay. Go home. You ain't got to stay here. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. That's the saying right there. I don't see why we're doing this. And I can't believe President Trump is in on this. I really can't understand it. You came here illegally. You overstayed your visa illegally. And now we're supposed to pay to have you leave because it's easier for you to just self-deport? No. I'm sorry, but no. I'm already paying for ICE and their salaries and everybody else that's supposed to round these individuals up. Go round them up and take them out of here. I know some people are saying, oh, well, the numbers are low. They're not rounding people up fast enough. Ignore the noise. Ignore those people, okay? You round them up as fast as you can. If you can't work with local police, and, you know, of course you've got mayors and county executives that won't work with you, and I know it's going to be a tough job. I got it. I get it. But we're already paying for you to do that. I'm not going to pay for Margarita to think that she's going to go home and visit some of her other kids because that's what she wants to do for the holiday, right, for the summer break. And then she goes down there with this stipend with money in hand, and then she comes back. Now, also, they're signing up on this app. This is how they're supposed to get this money and then self-deport. It's through an app. Now, think about all of the apps that, you know, are not really the best of apps, okay? The best of apps. You could have people signing up to self-deport on this app, right? And possibly, what if those people that sign up on this app, what if they've already self-deported themselves? And now that they find out about this program, and perhaps, maybe, just maybe, ICE or DHS, perhaps they don't know that they've already left, what's stopping, you know, Jorge from signing up on the app while he's already in El Salvador because now he wants to at least get the money, but he's already self-deported? This is what I'm saying. I understand the idea. I understand the thought behind it. Unfortunately, there's too many ways to scam the system. I get the idea. I don't like it. Want to hear from you on this. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I've got Kevin in Churchville. Kevin, what's your thought on this self-deportation thing?
Hi, Kim. I appreciate you. You're a good mother. I know that for sure.
Thanks. Thanks.
I think everybody, maybe even yourself included, we're all being kind of naive. We can do it the hard way. We can do it the easy way. I think they had no idea what they were getting into. It's way worse than we even thought, I think. I think you know that. I think we all know that. They're not getting any help from these awful people in the cities. I hope Homan starts rounding them up and throwing them in jail. We've got to start Kennedy. He's got to send them a message. But I just don't think they realize the massive amount of them. I don't think it's 12 to 15. I think it's about 30. I think it's about 30 million people. That's what I think.
Okay.
And that's way worse than anybody thought. I think that's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. See, you're probably right on that, Kevin. I look at this thing and I'm like, if I'm already self-deporting myself without the money, without the stipend, why wouldn't I just then sign up on the app and get the money? I feel like we're just, you know, we're kind of handing this money out. And like I said earlier, I don't know if you feel the same way, Kevin, but it's like, how do we know they're not going to just come right back? Because a lot of these employers are offering some of these work visas like they're candy.
They've got to start hurting these people where they live with their business, with fines, all sorts of stuff, along with this other part. I think it's a gigantic problem that they had no idea what they were getting into. Yeah. I appreciate Mr. Homan. He's a wonderful man. He's only got so many people. They've only got so much money. So I'd rather spend $4,500 than $17,000. That's a Doge thing to me.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
That's all.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great week.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you. See, I had a feeling there are going to be people that do not agree with me on this one, and that is fine. This is why I love talking to you guys. I just look at it and I say, no. No. I'm not paying for you to go back home. You're not even supposed to be here, okay? I'm not paying you for you to leave. That's like somebody comes to your house and they're like, you know, they got a bum on your couch for a little bit. They're like, you know, couch surfing. And they're like, hey, yeah, I don't have a place right now. Can I stay here for 2 weeks? Sure, you can stay here for 2 weeks. And then the person decides, oh, well, you know, I might have to stay a little bit longer. And then you decide you're going to give them money just to go stay on somebody else's couch? No. Well, you're gone to the store at 7-Eleven. I'm taking your stuff and I'm putting it outside. I was doing you a favor by letting you stay on my couch to begin with. And now you're telling me you're not going unless I, you know, cuff up some money? No, get out of here. Go home. Leave. You don't have a home. There's shelters all over the place. Look, when we get back, I got to hear from you on this. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows. And if they don't fit for any reason, they'll make them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Hi, Sean Casey here. Get ready for the ultimate Maryland mashup. It's WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Friday, June 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, all-you-can-laugh as we roast our buddy Chuck Whitaker with no mercy. I'll be there, Bruce Elliott too, cracking claws and cracking jokes. So come hungry and bring your sense of humor. Let's make it a big night to remember, the WCBM Crab Feast and first ever Chuck Roast.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America's the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, all right, all right. We're having some good fun here. The Trump administration wants to pay people to self-deport, and I disagree. I don't think we should have to pay anybody to self-deport. You're not supposed to be here. Go home. I don't care how you get there. Goodbye. Right? That's how I feel about it. Jonathan in the text line. This is the Jonathan, by the way, that gets me every time. Because Jonathan believes that women are the problem. Okay? Jonathan says women should not vote. Women should not be in office. Here's Jonathan with the text. Jonathan says, it probably was a woman that came up with the self-deport idea, once again proving that women should not be in charge of anything. Get out of here, Jonathan. I'm not talking to you. I can't hear you. Okay. I will say this idea, it does have woman written all over it. Okay. I can't imagine a guy thinking about this. No, you're not supposed to be here. You got to go. And I don't care how you leave, but I'm not going to pay you to leave. I've got Tim and Dundalk. Tim, what say you on this?
Hi, Kim. I'm on the fence post with this. At first, I'm leaning towards your way, you know, because I don't think they should get anything. But after I think for a while, you know, Ed, just to have one kid go to school here, ain't we paying something like $27,000 a year?
Oh, yeah, just for the school, yeah.
Okay, so we're a sanctuary state. How many thousands and thousands of children are going to our schools, and we're paying, out of taxpayers' money, $27,000 for each one of them to go to school? If you look at it that way, I think it's a bargain. And they should tax the money. When they give them the $1,000, they should tax it.
All right, Tim, I could be wrong.
One more thing. Can I say one more
thing?
Yeah,
of course.
About Governor Moore, okay? Here's this guy making all these trips around it. He's a liar. He wants to run for president. He's probably got pictures of Obama on his bedroom wall. And the thing is that if you look at it, he's going overseas to try to bring companies here. Why not? Isn't it a better idea for him to try to keep the ones here that are threatening to leave?
Yeah, oh, you would think so, Tim. But that's too much of like the right thing to do, right?
Yeah. Well, you have a great day, Kim.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate you. That would be the right thing to do. I got G in Annapolis. G, are we paying to have illegal immigrants self-deport?
So, Kim, just real quick, I want to say I love your show. I love your passion. Been listening to you for a while. Really love what you're doing. On this particular issue, I think that Trump is running this like a business, right? So you have to look at the bottom line. If we have 17K to deport them through an official process, or 4,500 for them to self-deport, I think it's an easy decision. You know, we have to look at what it's going to cost the taxpayer. I think the caller before had a good point about how much we're paying in services to put them through school, et cetera.
Yeah.
So I do agree with him on this, because I think what Washington, D.C. has been missing has been people who have business acumen, who can make business decisions and sort of look at the spreadsheet like Elon Musk has been doing and say, okay, how much does this cost? Is it worth it?
Yeah.
So I think that I agree with this. And I'm sorry to have to disagree with you on this one, because, like I said, I love your show. Love your passion. That's all I want to say.
Well, thank you, G. That's okay that we disagree. I hope you have a great week. Thank you. You know, when you talk to me like a boyfriend, right? Look, I like you, and I think you're a great girl. And I know you're going to find somebody else. But it's just not working. Right? It was like the letdown. Look, I can be wrong. I've been wrong plenty of times. I just look at this and say, get out of the country. I don't want to pay for you. And there's no way to say that these people won't come right back and do it all over again. But I understand where you guys are coming from. I get it. It is costing us a lot of money. If they stay gone, then I can see this, right? All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to our guest, John Myrick. He is running for governor here in the state of Maryland. He is our GOP candidate that has already filed to run, and we're going to hear more about his lieutenant governor pick coming up next.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State.